Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Here we go. Come on, Bobby. Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Hey, welcome back. Hope you had a good weekend. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room. Let's do a little get to know. If you could switch lives with any one person alive today for 24 hours, that's it. Who would it be? And you got to pick somebody. Don't do the, I just feel comfortable who I am. No, let's have fun with this. If you could switch lives with any one person for a day right now, who would it be? Let me know when you have your answer.
I'm in.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Travis Kelce.
Who?
Travis Kelce.
Oh, took mine. Man.
That's a good one.
Gosh.
And really, don't get it twisted. I just want to see if it's real or not.
But this just got gross because I want to be Taylor Swift.
Oh!
Wait, Amy, what's up?
Oh!
Hey, 24 hours, Amy.
Well, pick a different 24 hours.
Wow!
Okay,
what
okay,
if
okay.
That did happen?
And you're, I'm like, great.
You're doing that, and all of a sudden you're like, you morph into his body. And then you walk up to Taylor, and you see her like blink her eyes 3 times. And Taylor, you okay? It's me, Amy.
It's
oh,
Amy.
My God, it's me, Eddie. Oh,
she says, Amy, is that you?
Yeah.
Well, I was.
Okay.
Well, you guys have those reasons. Okay, I was going to pick Patrick Mahomes,
oh,
but
wow.
It had nothing to do with
oh, that's cool.
What you guys were doing. I just want.
No, mine wasn't to be with Travis. I just wanted a day in the life of Taylor.
Sounds like it's be with Eddie.
No.
That's the real reason, Amy.
Okay.
Well, I just want to play quarterback at an elite level.
Yeah, yeah. I want to do both.
Whenever, I hear you. So I'm going to go Mahomes, Travis Kelce for, okay, Amy Swift. Lunchbox?
Man, that's tough. I guess, it sounds creepy if I say it, though.
What?
Patrick's wife?
Brittany Mahomes?
What? That would sound creepy, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Lunchbox.
A couple reasons, go ahead.
No, I mean, I guess I would go Justin Verlander because he's married to Kate Upton.
Who?
So you'd want to be
a pitcher.
Right.
He plays for the Astros. He's a pitcher.
You want to be a pitcher just so you could...
I mean, he's had a crush on Kate Upton for a long time.
He has.
Yeah, but he also pitches in, big games. Like, that's amazing.
Okay, these two guys chose
men based on the women. But you guys did, really. That's odd.
I happen to choose a woman based on, like, Taylor's
life.
As
you heard Eddie say it, you said...
No.
Eddie said it first, then you said Taylor.
You two picked a dude so you could be with their girl.
No, man. I just want to know
that's
if it's real.
Bull.
I want to know
you
this
both
whole
picked
Taylor's
a dude
real.
So you could be with the girl. They're weird. That's a weird group
y'all
over
are
there.
Weird.
And what did you pick, Bones, again?
Patrick Mahomes. I want to play quarterback.
Mm-hmm. You like
then
Brittany.
You got to put up with his annoying wife. That would be terrible.
24 hours, I'm on the road.
Oh, that's a good point. She's there with you. Screaming.
Is she annoying?
No.
I don't feel like she's annoying.
Have you ever seen her on social media?
There's a lot of videos out there.
I don't watch her on social media.
Oh, yeah.
I saw her in that one show on the Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
She seemed fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm shocked Lunchbox didn't want to be like Johnny Bananas or something.
But he doesn't.
And then I'll make it one myself.
Or CJ or what's his name?
Oh, CT. No, that'd be great to have a day, but I would only get on the challenge. I'd be the first person eliminated. I'd only get to stay a day. I wouldn't get to do the whole season, so it's not worth it.
Pick the episode where you win.
Morgan, who would you switch places with?
Probably Reese Witherspoon, because I want to be an actress.
Good one.
And it'd be really cool to be in a movie for a day.
It's fun. Ray, what about you?
Yeah, give me Biden. President Biden.
Just to be Biden?
Yeah, just see what the president does, ask some secrets, and I'm out.
You want to get the alien secrets and then get out?
I'll get those, too.
Oh, let me know. Bad. Let me know, bro, because I need that stuff, too.
That's a good one.
That's why I want to be Travis. See if it's real. I mean, yeah.
You guys are creeps.
No, man. I just want to see if the whole thing's real or fake.
Yeah, okay.
Then I'll come back to Earth.
All right. We're here.
Did we sound creepy?
Jeff Bezos would be cool.
No, wouldn't he?
No, because you'd love that life.
But
and
he's
then...
worth $152 billion.
Yeah, but...
And I'd probably take some of that money and funnel over to my accounts. If it was real me.
Now you're talking.
See, can we do stuff like that?
Yeah, that's cool.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm a bridesmaid in a friend's destination wedding. All in all, I'll be spending nearly $2,000 to be in this wedding, which has been quite the financial strain. I did not expect it to cost this much, but I told her I'd be there, so it is what it is. I'm just happy to be part of her day. My question for you in the studio is, given all I'm having to spend for this, do I still have to get them a wedding gift? They've been together 5 years. They already own a home. They have all the house things. They both make good money. It's not like they're really needing gifts. I understand it's customary to give a gift, but would it be bad if I didn't? Sincerely, broke bridesmaid. Mm. Listen, you're already on the hook for $2,000. What's another $50?
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, if you're already going in it,
throw it on there.
Just throw it on. I agree.
Isn't being that the gift?
It is, but you still should get it, even if it's a toaster, cheap toaster. It's just about the thought of getting someone a gift. I agree. You're spending a whole lot of money here, and that's unfair sometimes. I got to go spend money to go to this, a lot of money to go to this wedding.
$2,000.
I know. Because it's hotels and flights. That being said, I think you should still get her a gift. It doesn't have to be a crazy good gift. It's literally just thought.
Yeah.
The silverware goes by so quick on those registries or whatever.
Yeah, like, the cheap stuff goes quick.
So quick. You don't have to get something in the registry.
Get something else that's thoughtful. Like maybe, I don't know,
like a clock.
Draw.
Oh, that's good. I remember bought Amy a clock for her registry. She never even took it out of the closet.
I did too. Right. It was out in my
house. Like who got in the divorce?
Okay.
Where's the clock?
Uh-oh.
Where's the clock in the divorce?
This is not Amy, a answer thing.
Did you give it to him?
This is Does not he have my clock? A thing. Why are we bringing up the clock?
Does he have my clock?
This is from like 17 years ago.
Does he have my
We've
clock?
We've already gone over this.
Who has the clock?
I don't know.
Who won custody of the clock? Because I know you guys took it to the judge.
The multiple moves, I don't know where the clock is.
So you threw the clock away.
Don't know.
Wow, the clock didn't even make it to the divorce,
I don't know. Oh.
Wow.
Stop.
And that's why they don't need a gift.
That's exactly why you don't need a gift.
I spent a pretty penny on this clock. Nelson told time like this clock did.
It's a nice clock.
It stayed in the closet for months.
It didn't stay in the closet. No,
never even came out of the box.
It was in North Carolina for sure. I know I had it there.
You're now trying to remember where you had it.
Maybe it got stolen with a ring in North Carolina.
Yeah, our house did get burglarized.
I'm so hurt by this.
They took the clock.
That's all they took? She set up a fake burglary so the clock gets stolen? Okay, I want to say this. Broke bridesmaid, that stinks. You don't have to spend a whole bunch of money on it, but get him a little gift.
Yeah.
Because it's just customary. You're right. It's unfortunate, but yes. And you know what? If you don't get him a gift, I don't think they're going to be like, I can't believe broke bridesmaid didn't get us a gift. Like, if you really can't afford it, don't worry about it. But mine's always been, if I'm already in for whatever, what's another $5?
Oh, more than five, probably. Yeah. But,
no, I know, but I'm just saying, like, you're already in for $2,000. What's another $50? Because you're going to have to pay it all back anyway. And you're not going to pay it back for a long time, let's be honest.
Yeah. I think her question specifically was, am I obligated? And so to that, no, but you should.
Correct. I agree.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
We had an email a minute ago from a listener. They're going on a destination wedding, which means they got to pay for it. The travel, the hotel. Ugh. So, like, do I still need to get them a gift? And we said, if you can afford it, yes, but not a crazy gift. Just customary to get someone a gift. Now, we talked about the registry. And if you don't go to that wedding registry early, I mean, it's like if you go to Six Flags and you want to get on the Texas Giant, you got to get at the gate early.
Yeah.
And as soon as they open the gate, you got to run to the Texas Giant or you're going to be in a line forever or you're not going to get on it. Same thing with the cheap gifts on a wedding registry. As soon as they put it up, you got to be there and you got to start buying the forks.
Yeah, get those towels real quick.
Immediately, or you're going to get stuck with a clock and then the person's never going to use the clock, like Amy.
Right.
That being said, listen to this story and you tell me what you think about it. So about a month or so before their big day, these two people getting married, they got a speeding ticket. The cost was $231. They put it on their wedding registry. Would you pay for my speeding ticket?
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Wedding in 26 days. Timing couldn't be better, she wrote. And that is what they put on the registry. If you don't mind paying this ticket, that would be great. The viral video, which has 367,000 views, says, please help. If you want to get us anything, get us this. That's from the New York Post. What do you think about that?
It's funny.
Funny, right?
That's yeah, a great gift.
And normally when it's stuff like that, like if people are wanting you to pay for part of their honeymoon, or if it's a baby shower and they want you to help with the night nurse, you can make a donation. You don't have to pay the whole $230. You can be like, oh, I'm going to throw $20 at that. It's funny.
The only issue I have with putting money towards something like a honeymoon, because I don't have really an issue fundamentally with it, but it's like, if I'm going to put something toward it, but I'm not buying the whole thing, I'm not going to get the credit for it.
That's true.
Oh.
It's just like
you're one of 17 people who paid.
But you're still one of 17
who made
it happen.
You still get the credit, though.
I don't think you do.
So, like, if you have if the whole thing is silverware and you just get some of the spoons, or are you going to be like,
I don't do that because I want the credit.
So you want the forks, the knives.
Yeah, like you buy a whole clock.
I bought a whole clock. I didn't buy some of the numbers, Amy. I got you a clock. So one of my buddies was doing it, and he was going on a honeymoon. He's like, okay, you can pay for chip in for the hotel. You can buy the cab. So I bought two Uber rides. But I bought those freaking Uber rides.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that all goes in the honeymoon fund.
It doesn't matter when it comes to who paid for the full thing. I need that credit.
But they see who contributed.
Yes.
They see that you were a part of it.
I'm not saying I'm rational. I just need the credit. I don't want to be a part owner of a gift. I want to be a full owner of a gift, even if the gift is smaller.
Do you remember everyone that got you a gift at your wedding?
Yeah.
And you remember the gift? No, you don't. There's no way you remember the gift.
Throw somebody's name at me.
Lunchbox.
Hello Kitty Pepper Grinder.
That's actually right.
Boom.
No, he didn't.
Eddie. A juicer.
You know mine.
Amy.
Clock. The one I gave her. She gave it back to me.
You don't know. You don't know.
Uh-oh.
I don't know anybody's. Lunchbox
did
not.
You just said you knew everybody's.
Do you think Lunchbox got me a Hello Kitty Pepper Grinder?
I was thinking that was a little odd. But
almost like, okay, I get it.
Right. I was like, okay, it's an inside joke.
People always love to tell people that they're...
Dutch oven. I got you a Dutch oven.
Gross.
That's farting on the covers.
No, it's the...
What are you doing in their bed?
No, it's the thing you... Mix hot roast in or something.
Hold on, Buzz. What is it when you fart?
Under the covers and you hold
called.
The cover over.
That's what it's called.
It's like you fart under the covers, you put the cover over their head, and you lock them in.
Yeah. And then that was just one of the gifts for one of the showers. I got you this milk frother.
Okay, but you're getting me things that I'm never going to use. So how would I remember
it was
that?
On
I would never use
your
it.
Registry.
That's all registered.
I got a question. What is a Dutch oven? Like, what do you actually use
you're
it
in the bed.
For? No.
Say you've had some tacos.
No. I don't know. I think like a pot roast or something. It's like a big pot.
The metal's real thick.
I feel like Bobby's even talked about it before.
Cast iron or something.
I didn't know it was called a Dutch oven or I'd have giggled. I'm being honest with you. If we've used it. But no. Anyway, you know what? You didn't chip in with someone to give me that Dutch oven. You got it yourself.
I did.
That's right.
Yeah.
Dang it. Okay, well, we all feel like that's not trashy. It's just funny. The ticket, right?
That's I love
funny,
it.
Funny, yeah. Okay,
everybody loves to tell people their weddings are trashy. Everybody loves to have opinions on, that's just not classy at all. But I think it's pretty funny. All right, thank you guys.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
3 years ago, Dwayne Rhodes had a restaurant in Mexico, and it was a great restaurant, but the pandemic hit. He lost the restaurant, lost everything. So he decided to come to America. He's like, I'm going to go to Denver. I grew up there. And he gets his passport done. Him and his 6-year-old son, they get their stuff done. But his wife, there's a problem with the passport. So they have to leave her behind. They come to Denver. No money, nothing. They end up just living on the streets.
What? Really?
Yeah, they have nothing. So they had to turn to the Denver Police Department because the Denver Police Department had seen them. They came up to him, and there's an outreach program that the police department has, and they got him hooked up with a motel, money, and just living expenses for a few weeks, but then finally just learned his story, helped him out, and as of last month, he's got a house, he's a chef at a restaurant in Denver.
So he's using his skills now.
Yeah, man. He's picked his
That's
life back
awesome.
Up. His wife is still in Mexico. They're still trying to get her over here, but for now, him and his son,
well, if you watch the news, it's easy to smuggle anybody across the border.
Yeah, I know.
Can they not get her over? Apparently, everybody's just coming all day, every day.
Yeah. I think he wants to do it the right way.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's a good story. And that's cool. The outreach program worked in that, of course, they can't take care of you forever, but hopefully they can give you enough of a foundation that you can build another small foundation to build another. And then next thing you know, hopefully you can pay rent and then a mortgage. That's a great story.
Exactly. It reminded me of that movie. I don't want to spoil anything, but you know that movie I'm talking about.
Will Smith?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Men in Black. And they had the...
No.
Oh, no, movie. No, no. I know how it was. What was that one called?
Pursuit of Happiness.
That was real good.
God, that one hit me in the heart,
me
man.
Me too. That was one scene especially where I was just like, oh.
Yeah.
All right, Eddie, that's a good story. Thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. These are the top 5 rejected segments over the last 30 days. Segments that we didn't do. Bonus. And you'll know who this is, but we're going to play Can You Guess Who Submitted the Segment? This one's easy. I learned a new way to connect with my cat on a deeper level.
Oh, that's Amy.
Yeah. So this is the bonus one, rejected segments. Amy, do you want to tell us that one?
Well, I mean, I think we're all looking for ways to bond with our pets, and it's just if you wet a toothbrush and...
Huh?
Oh, Mom.
Wet a toothbrush?
Yeah, it like mimics. And you brush them with it. It's like they're licking. Yeah. Remember, I did buy a thing where you put it in your mouth and you kind of like...
Do you just need companionship?
Yeah. Yeah
no,
man,
but I do.
Know. I've heard.
Love
about
my
that.
Cat. I mean, right now my cat is mm-hmm. pretty
all
much.
You got.
So you're wetting a toothbrush and is it your toothbrush from everyday life?
No.
I bet it
no,
is.
You get a specific one, yeah, but it's a way.
Yours.
She likes it.
Mm-hmm. Well, but, see, that's a sad one. That's a rejected segment. Now let's do it. Here we go.
Rejected segments.
All right, here we go. Who suggested tipping is out of control? I tipped $10 when buying a merch sweatshirt from an artist.
Lunchbox.
Do you think he'd buy a merch sweatshirt?
That threw me off. It was the tipping thing, but yeah, I guess not. He wouldn't buy merch.
Never. Morgan.
It's a Thomas Rhett merch.
Ooh, his merch is good.
Who went to that show?
Abby did.
Yeah.
Abby. So rejected segment. Hey, Abby, Thomas Rhett. He has good merch. You bought a shirt, but then they told you to tip?
Yeah, I got a sweatshirt, and I gave him my card, and then the guy flipped around the, card reader, and it had, three options. Well, it had 18%, 20%, and 25%.
But you can click no tip on a shirt.
It said there was only custom.
Yeah, zero.
$0.
I know, but I felt bad, because he's watching.
It is
and
weird.
I was like, I feel cheap, being custom, $1 or something.
I tipped the guy for my George Strait jacket. at the merch.
What in the world? Oh, hey, what? They did nothing.
It is awkward. So it was like, I did the 18% and it was $10. And I was like, what? He literally just handed me a sweatshirt.
That's crazy.
But the tip goes to the people working, not to...
Who cares?
But yeah, but what are they doing?
Who knows where it goes?
They get paid per hour.
All I know is that later that night, Tom Shrek called me and goes, I got it for $10 tonight. It was awesome.
You want to do something?
Yeah. You guys want to go arcade?
Mm-hmm.
All right, next one. Here we go.
Number four.
Can you return mold-covered fruit?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's the question. That's the bit someone suggested.
If it's molded, if mold is on there within the first 24 hours of it being in your fridge, yes.
But what if it's just old?
Oh, no.
Who do you think suggested this?
Lunchbox.
Yeah, I bought some peaches, man.
When'd you buy them?
It was like a Monday. And Thursday evening, my kids were like, oh, can we eat the peaches? And I grab them, and they are covered in mold. And I'm like, no, this is unacceptable. I am going to take them back to the store.
Did you not look at them when you bought them? Did you buy them all together?
Yeah, I looked at them. They looked good.
So they molded the while at your house?
Yeah. I mean, they
That's
molded.
Normal.
No, not that quick.
Okay. Did you take them back to the store?
I took them back to the store, man.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, question for you. So I bought some peaches on Monday or Tuesday last week, and 2 days later I go to eat them, and there was mold growing on them, and I haven't been able to come in until today, so I didn't know if there's anything I can do, or if there's...
Did you pay with debit or credit?
Credit.
Do you know the last four of that card number?
I do.
All right, I can do something there.
I just didn't know the rules. And maybe it's my fault for storing them wrong, but it was like 2 days, and it was like mold, and I was like, no!
You want a receipt, darling?
No, I'm good.
All right, I'll take it.
Thank you so much. Awesome. Yes.
He's very dramatic.
She doesn't care about all the... Oh.
She doesn't need the story.
Awkwardly talking.
Got the mold, taken away, got that money back.
Would you return how many?
There was five peaches.
What's a peach cost?
Yeah,
a single peach.
I don't know. It was like $7 for peaches.
After it was all done, $7 back. You didn't want to get new peaches? Switch them out for new peaches?
I did go get new peaches. It's just they couldn't do a straight exchange because they weigh different. And so you had to get the money back and then go buy more. And when I got home, my wife's like, you bought peaches with mold on them. But we just cut it off and ate them.
Wait, so the peaches you then bought had mold on them too?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You didn't look?
I looked at
the problem. Okay. Probably the first round that he bought.
Okay.
So, yes, if you get mold on your fruit, take it back. They'll give your money back. Okay. That's what we find here. Save you money.
Next up.
Number three.
Rejected segment, incriminate your co-hosts.
Eddie.
How about we play a hidden mic challenge game? Everybody has a month to secretly record another member of the show. At the end of the month, we all bring our audio and play it back. The winner of the game is the person who comes in with the juiciest and most incriminating secret audio.
Okay, that's Mike. That's the most creative.
That's very smart.
No way.
So horrible.
Very smart.
That's true. And we already also kind of played this game, but not officially. Oh, you guys are always recording each other, trying to get stuff over on each other. But I thought that was funny. And I thought someone might end up going to jail. That was always in bad.
Oh, who's going to
Who
say,
knows?
What in the world you guys
never know.
Going on?
If you're trying to lure people into stuff.
Never know.
True.
All right, here is number two.
Number two.
The listeners always get to ask questions. So to switch it up, show members all get to ask one question. So back in the day, this person basically just wants food to be brought back. Because artists used to bring food in with them.
Yeah, it's weird how they don't bring it anymore.
Oh, so now it's Lunchbox.
It isn't Lunchbox.
It's not?
It's Ray. Ray,
yeah!
So... what inspired this?
Just randomly thinking, man, I used to remember the excitement of an artist coming in. They're going to bring us coffee, donuts, cookies, treats. That hasn't happened in years.
COVID.
Why did he go away?
That's
COVID,
a good point.
Right?
Oh, COVID,
like
I'm
breakfast,
sure.
But breakfast, they could COVID. Stop, get some eggs, bagels, whatever.
They'd pay your rent.
Yeah. I mean, bagel sandwiches would be amazing.
Dude, they used to bring everything.
Randy Houser pumped up my tire on my bike. Yeah, they used to do.
Cakes.
You just can't ask people to bring food. Like, come in, but...
But when Scuba books them, be like, hey, we don't hate gifts. We don't hate breakfast.
That's not how you book. All right, let's go number one. Here we go.
Number one.
It's called Guinea Pig Week. So we spin the wheel. Whomever it lands on, we test out different medical products all week long from the gas station. So each day, the person has to take a product or a pill that we get from the gas station and see if it really works. We do it at the start of the show, and then by the end of the show, we monitor to see how their body reacts.
What? Like a some of those...
Like a bumblebee pill?
Yes.
No, Mike D, we're not doing that.
Bumblebee!
That's Mike D.
Oh, yeah, for sure it's Mike D. For sure. All right, so we're not doing that one? That would be funny.
Oh, the love pills? Not doing that.
No.
Yeah, what even is that?
I don't know. They do different things.
The love pill?
Yeah.
Oh, they have like little... like.
up by the counter.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were called love pills. I've seen the like vitamins. Yeah,
they say like enhance your love. Stuff like that.
Or enhance your love.
Whatever. Tools.
That was Rejected Segments.
The top 10 scariest horror characters. They went to ChatGPT, which is AI, and they're like, what's the scariest? So what are the 10? We're going to play the Bobby Feud. The 10 scariest horror characters. Eddie, we rolled the dice. You're first. Now, if you win, you win $20 cash if you pick behind the door.
I like it.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, here we go. Eddie, who's up first?
Let's go with Freddy.
Freddy Krueger from A Nightmare on Elm Street?
That's right.
Is that the right movie?
That's it.
Okay, show me Freddy. That is the number 3 answer. Have yourself 3 points.
Bones, I believe number 2 would be Jason from Friday the 13th.
Does Jason have a last name?
I don't think so.
Voorhees.
Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th.
Wow.
Jason's not on there?
Mm-mm, one down. Amy, over to you.
Wow.
Okay, I don't know. Is there like a Michael from something? One of those?
Michael Scott.
No. It's just Michael. Michael.
Oh, the angel.
Michael.
Oh, yeah. Angel.
Michael. John Travolta?
Is there not a Michael? I thought there was.
You can't just say the name Michael and not know what his last name or a movie is from.
Oh, I didn't know he had a last name. I just know him as Michael.
What movie is he from?
Which ones have we said?
No.
Did we say Nightmare on Elm Street?
Exer.
Friday the 13th?
Exer. Lunchbox, over to you.
The clown from It.
Oh.
Does he have a name?
Well, if he can get It, like if anybody would have got a movie.
If I would have said
So you're going to say, yeah. Yeah, you're trying to get the...
Yeah, the clown from It.
The clown from It. We'll accept it. Go. Pennywise.
Pennywise.
Lunchbox, that's worth 2 points for you.
Yeah, his name's Michael Myers.
Are you guessing that one?
Yep.
Michael Myers. Michael Myers from Halloween.
That's good. I had Mike Myers.
It's the number 1. That's Austin Powers.
Mike.
1 point. All right.
Mike Myers.
Lunchbox, there are still 7 answers on the board. The scariest horror characters, according to AI.
Saw.
Do you know the person's name?
No, I don't. I just know it's Saul, and there's a voice that says, you must do this. I don't know if you...
Mr. Saw from Saw. Oh, it's Jigsaw from Saw.
Okay.
He doesn't care.
Okay.
That's great. What number was that, Tim?
That's number 5.
Okay. Well, don't be scared of this guy, because he is scary. Chucky!
Oh, that's so good.
From Child's Play.
What?
Yeah, Child's Play.
What is Child's
Play? So he doesn't have to say the movie?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying Problem Child, like that one movie. What is it called?
Chucky. You say Chucky. I'll accept Chucky from Child's Play.
Yeah.
Number 7.
That's good, man.
Now we're getting in trouble. Oh, man.
Top 10 scariest horror characters.
God, I don't know his name, though. Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Jack Nicholson in The Shining. All right, round 2 points are doubled. We do 3 rounds total. Lunchbox has 15 points and is in the lead after the first round. Eddie.
I'm running out of options here, but give me Hannibal Lecter.
That's a good one.
Show me Hannibal Lecter from Silence of the Lambs. That's your number 9 answer.
Yeah!
Have yourself 18 points.
That's
stupid.
Huge.
That is so stupid.
Okay, I don't know if this counts because it's so different, but give me Jaws.
I
the
had
shark.
That.
Oh, that's interesting because that was considered kind of a horror movie.
Yeah.
I had that.
Show me the shark.
Oh,
God. Dang. All I had left on my paper was Hannibal Lecter. What about Haley Joel Osment? I see dead people.
The kid!
Yeah, the kid wasn't that scary.
I know, but...
You just saw dead people.
Lunchbox.
Yeah. It's me, man.
You got double points here if you can nail one.
Got it.
Go ahead.
Man, you watch that Scream movie. Scream is scary. Because it's you don't know who it is. It's the person in the Scream mask.
So... Oh. Not Courtney Cox.
I mean, I don't know. I don't. The Scream person is different every time.
Okay. Give me the person in the mask from Scream.
Yeah!
What?
Yeah!
That's, How did
you get that?
That's the number six answer. Give Lunchbox 12 points.
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
Woo!
Lunchbox takes the lead.
Give me Blair Witch.
Blair.
Oh. Just Blair.
All right, points are tripled. Eddie, you got to get it here. You got to... Let's walk through some of these. Number one was Michael Myers. Number two was Pennywise from It. Number three was Freddy Krueger from A Nightmare on Elm Street. Four is still open. Five was Jigsaw from Saw. Six, Ghostface from Scream. Seven, Chucky from Child's Play. Nine, Hannibal Lecter from Silence of the Lambs. You can get 4, 8, and 10.
Okay. I think this is going to be number eight. Give me...
There's a four, too.
Yeah, this is better. Candyman.
Dang it! Why does Eddie keep... It's like I think it, I write it down, and he says good. It.
Well, you should have said it earlier.
I know, I didn't think it then.
Dang it. That's
dang so it.
Show me the man with the candy.
Oh. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, that's all I had.
That's all I had,
crazy.
Too.
Amy?
The Crow.
Brandon Lee?
Sure. Lunchbox?
Oh,
Well, you don't really need anything.
But I'd like to get it, man.
Well, I'm going
to
play his game, you know? He won.
Yeah, I'd like to play. What else is scary? Let's go with... The one, the ring. I don't know the damn person's name.
Make it up.
I don't know. No.
Ringy.
The ring.
Show me your ringy. Number four was Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Number eight was The Exorcist, Reagan McNeil, the girl. That's little girl. They're here. The girl. And number.
I thought it was Poltergeist.
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch scary movies.
You're way off, man.
I don't know, dude. And then number 10 is Annabelle from the Annabelle series. Is that a Hannibal Lecter spinoff? Annabelle? Ah, no, nothing. They're here. Who gives a crap? Okay, our winner with 27 points. Play a song. Yeah.
Thank you to No Teeth Keith for making us watch scary movies when we were kids.
Not going there. There are three doors.
Oh, my goodness. We're back to this. Last time it was $100 and I missed 20. It.
Got 20 bucks.
I don't care. I'll take the 20.
You sure will. Now, I'll open a door, for example. This is what it sounds like when I open the door. Then we look back there, and if it's something that is not a good prize, you'll hear this. But if it's something that's a great prize, you'll hear this. Lunchbox, you have three doors, door number one, door number two, and door number three. Which door do you want to not open?
Two.
Okay. Let us go to door number two. I'm turning it and opening it. Oh. That was a massage from Eddie.
Oh, thank goodness I didn't get that crap. That.
I'm really good at massages.
Oh, man.
I had oil and everything.
I knew he wasn't going back-to-back by soccer number. I knew
lotions.
It.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
So, number one or number three?
All right. You want the door I want?
What's the door you want?
Oh, man. Give me three.
Are you
three.
Sure?
Three.
Are you sure?
Yeah, sure. Sure, for $20.
Which one was your soccer number?
Two.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't going back-to-back that. He knew that already. So we're going number
three. If you want to go to number one, you don't have to. If you want to go to number one and it is number one, I will double the money behind it. But you don't have to go to number one. You can stay at three and collect whatever's behind three. But if the money is behind one and you do switch to one, I will double the money behind it and make it $40.
Dude, Bones is so good at this because you don't know which way he's doing it. He's messing with you somehow.
You think yeah. Eddie, you think that's what he's doing?
Yeah.
No way. I'd never guess.
Uh-huh. But you don't know which way he's messing with you.
I know. I know. That's why I don't like it, man. That's why I don't like.
If you want to go to one and it is one, I'll double the money. If you want to stay at three, we'll just open the door and see what's up.
What would you do?
Oh, he's getting you back.
Probably go to one.
Probably go to one? All right, then I'll go to three.
You want to stay at three?
He's going one.
I'm going to give you one more opportunity here. I will double the double. I will go $80 now if you go to one. Otherwise, we're done. We're checking it out. I'll give you $80. I'll double the double if you go to one.
Dang.
I've never heard of double the double.
Me either. Just made it up.
I've never heard double the double
either.
That's
a big deal.
That's $80. I mean, I missed $100 last time. I'd get 80 this time, so I'd be down 20.
Double it up.
Ah, screw it. I'll do 100. If you go to 1.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I have 100. If you go to 1 and it's there, I'll give you the 100 bucks.
You know.
What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking about the mathematical equation.
Go ahead.
That it's better, like, when you're on Let's Make a Deal, to not stick with the same door because you've only had one door out of four doors. So here, if I switch, I've had two-thirds of the doors. Right? Isn't that the mathematical equation that they have online that you tell you to
no,
do?
No, I did it.
The analytics?
No, I did.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to 1?
It's all psychology, dude.
Or do you want to stay at 3? Last time, I'm going to ask you. You got 100 bucks up here that you didn't hit last time.
Yeah, 100 bucks, man. I can't pass up 100 bucks. Give me door number 1.
All right, he has chosen door number
1. Yeah! I got $100 back, baby!
Let's see, let's see.
Give me 100 bones!
Let me slowly open the door here.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Well, look.
What is that?
Look what I see.
No.
Number 3, as you can see, written down here, had the money. And there it is.
You should have known that.
He was offering more money for nothing. He was trying to get you to go to 1, dude, and you bit.
All right, let's play.
That'll be $120.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Lunchbox is now lost $120 in this game. We're going to do drone deliveries for medications if you buy them from Amazon.
That's cool.
And eventually, this is going to be something that works. But at the beginning, there are going to be issues.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Blue pills for everybody, and they're all like, oh, no!
No, but like, are people, you know, sophisticated drug hacker type people are going to know what drones are carrying what, and they're going to intercept it and get the drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Or they're just going to knock drones out getting any drugs.
Possibly, I would think that
drone pirates
to intercept.
Yeah.
See?
They'll just shoot them down, dude.
Right.
We're in trouble.
Although,
I would think it'd be tough because they're going to land it right at your porch. So they'd have to come to your porch. They'd have to follow the drone, come to the porch.
No, you're missing the point, man. They shoot the drone from the sky.
If they're going to shoot with a gun, okay, go for it.
Yeah.
They're going to get caught.
You can't be a web.
No, they have their own drone.
They're going to throw a net over it? You can't throw it that high.
Yeah, they have their own drone.
They're doing drone dog fights in the air like Top Gun?
I just feel like this is the future.
Okay, that wasn't my point.
The point was they're
just going to drop medication in the wrong house, and you guys are all playing Galaga now with drones. Okay, anyway, so they're doing this. The company said Wednesday that customers in College Station, Texas, can now get prescriptions delivered by a drone within an hour of placing their order. Wow. That's awesome.
That is cool.
An hour? Gosh, that's fast, too.
And you have to think, too, of the smaller positive ramifications of traffic. Now, again, it's not a major contributor, but just if they just start doing this where people don't have to go get stuff and they're just dropping it off, it's just less people on the road at times. Mm. Less clutter.
Yeah, sick people don't have to go into the store spreading their germs because their medicine will come to them.
That's true.
That's pretty cool. Amazon's not the first company to explore prescription by drone. CVS tested in 2019.
Oh,
but that program has ended.
Didn't work.
Uh-oh. It says drone pirates.
Nah, exactly. See?
Oh, no.
I told you guys.
Dang. All right, that's from the AP. I do like that, though. I wish they would do like Uber Eats or DoorDash via drone. Then I know that drone ain't eating my fries.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You have to worry about that with
people. That's right. I do. Unless drone pirates are getting them to eat my fries.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So micro breaks in the workday may prevent burnout.
Sounds like this is a smoke break without smoking.
Mm. Yeah.
I was always jealous of smoke breakers. Some of my jobs, they would get like 15 minutes and I get nothing.
But I had a guy that I worked with that would go down there with the smokers. And
I don't want to be with the smokers.
No, yeah, I'm just saying like he wouldn't hang out and breathe the smoke, but he would just hang out for a little bit and then go back to work.
But I don't think that's enhancing your health. Obviously, we know that now. But
well, what do you do on that one? Eat broccoli?
No. You just take short, frequent breaks. Like maybe you go on a little walk, or some offices now have.
I hate walks.
You can walk around, even if it's just around the building.
You hate breaks too.
That's true.
Exactly.
I can't get as much done if I'm taking a break.
Yeah,
because here's the thing.
Taken one?
Yeah, I have.
Tell me about it.
1997.
Okay.
Here's the thing about breaks. I don't like taking them because I like to get done with everything and then have one big old break. It's the Lucky Charms life I live, where when I ate Lucky Charms, I eat all the oats first, eat all the marshmallows second. No breaks. Let's push through, get everything done, and then we get a longer extended period because in some of those breaks, you're just dreading going back to work anyway.
Have you ever experienced burnout?
Experience? I live it.
Okay.
That's my baseline.
This is to help prevent burnout.
I love burnout. It means I'm burning.
Okay.
It means I'm hot, baby.
Okay, this story is not for you. It's for most people that maybe throughout their day, if they're feeling a certain way, maybe just get up from your desk, go take a 5-minute walk, go do a 5-minute meditation or something, maybe even journal for a little bit. That can be a micro
break. If I start journaling at work, guys, I need a second. I need to journal my thoughts.
Journal break.
Hey, things are going to spit real quick around here if I'm journaling during break. Yeah.
Whatever. It could be even journaling your goals.
I'm not the guy for this story, but I hear you.
Clearly.
Yes.
Costco is selling an enormous Thanksgiving dinner meal kit. And this has literally everything that you would
not
need.
Not literally.
No, I think it literally.
No, let's literally just okay. Does. Let's just see. Go ahead.
Okay, it's dinner for 8.
Go ahead.
Literal.
Okay, it comes with a 5-pound turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, turkey gravy, mac and cheese, sweet corn, green beans, dinner rolls, cranberry relish, apple pie, pumpkin pie, and all for $199.99.
That's a good price for that. Forks and spoons. Bowls, plates?
Doesn't say that.
Exactly. Literally not everything.
Wow.
For the dinner part. Like the
a microwave
eating.
To heat it up?
Yeah, no.
Literally not everything. But Amy, but figuratively
the house,
everything.
The family?
Exactly. Yeah. Loved ones?
Seats?
Okay, whatever.
A cornucopia on the table?
Yeah, okay, yeah, 7 others.
Football on the screen?
Okay.
The parade?
Ooh.
Exactly.
He is nailing you.
That does feel good, though. I like that. For that home, if you can get that, that's pretty good.
That is cool.
But it's not literally everything.
You're right.
Go ahead.
I use that word just inappropriately. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I accept your apology. You did not deserve me to do that to you just then, but it's fine.
I share this just in case anybody's interested. Orders have to be placed by November 5th. So just, you know, mark it down so you remember to do it if you want one of these kits. And then they'll be delivered to you between November 8th and 17th.
Do you just guess when they're going to show up?
Well, it'll just come and then you put it in the freezer, I presume. And then it's got instructions.
It's going to be there November 8th to the 20-something?
That's a long time.
I'm going to eat it. I'm just saying I'm going to end up eating in the middle of the night.
You're going to
be snacking. They're like, where's the dressing?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else?
Dolly Parton was asked to name the weirdest thing a fan has ever asked her to sign. And, well,
a wiener.
It's pretty weird. And she did it.
Their butt, and then they got a tattoo. So then they sit on me all the time.
That's funny.
She's so funny.
She is funny, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like me, though. She's psychotic. In the most beautiful way. She does not stop. I can tell when I talk to her, she's like, you do this, I do this, I go to this. I was like, how do you balance? I did an interview with her for my comedy special coming out. I was like, how do you balance, like, marriage and business? She goes, you balance it by getting somebody that understands what you have to do, and you have to do it all the time. And I'm like, this is awesome.
Oh, man.
I bet she takes micro breaks.
I bet she doesn't. I bet she probably takes a break at the end. She sleeps in her makeup. So if there's a house fire, she wakes
up. She looks good.
Oh, yeah. She said the only reason.
That's exactly it. She wakes up with the makeup on. She's like, because I got to do an interview.
She said the only reason that she'd be seen in public with no makeup would be death.
Well, if she died, I'm going to make sure that I'm there to make sure she has makeup on. I'll say that right now. Okay, is that it?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Teenager, normally healthy, meaning there were no signs was coming, had a stroke. And the family dog, Axel, was responsible for getting the people to come and save him. Lassie.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
does
that crap.
Yeah, yeah.
Timmy's in the well. It's Lassie. Dang, I haven't thought about Lassie in a long time. Early one Saturday morning, Axel, a 1-year-old border collie, which those dogs are so smart.
That's Lassie.
Yeah, I saw one win Jeopardy last week.
What?
A border collie. It was amazing. Wow. Yeah. The only dog to ever beat humans. It's cool. So the dog woke up, started barking, went to the parents' room, started barking, would not stop. And they're like, all right, something's up because the dog's going crazy. Maybe something's wrong with him. So then he just took off running and he runs to the kid who's 17 years old. And the kid, by the way, is not passed out, but he's like slurring his speech and he couldn't move his right side. The dog is the one who recognized this.
Wow.
And so they got him, went to the hospital and they were like, yo, dude, you had a tear in an artery that supplies blood to the brain. And so that's what led to the stroke. But again, had he not gotten there in the next 30, 45 minutes, hour or so, it really could have been much worse. He's going to be fine now, it looks like. He's going to be able to play sports again and everything. But had the dog not been like, la, 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 like, kid, who knows what would happen?
Axel.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Amazing.
Well, the weird thing was they said Axel was reading medical journals the day before, so they knew he probably had the knowledge to.
Yeah, Axel Hauser.
Actually, yeah. that's crazy. That's it. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.